Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday. It's the first day of September 2022. These are my audio weather thoughts as we make our way into the latter part of the week, into the weekend, Labor Day weekend, in fact, and into early next week. Folks, scattered showers, thunderstorms last evening. Rainfall was heaviest, kind of right along the I-35 corridor. If you go and look at the LCRA Hydromet, which is their weather observation system at the surface, we see rainfall amounts around 1 inch along the I-35 corridor from South Austin up into North and Northwest Austin. Once you get away from that, the rainfall dropped off considerably. There were reports of little in the way of rainfall off to the east of Austin, over in parts of northern Bastrop County and Lee County, really not that much, even though there were some scattered showers out there yesterday. It just didn't amount to all that much overall. Over the coming days, the air mass is not going to change that much. We have plenty of Gulf moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico. We have, in addition, combined with increasing instability in the atmosphere, a weak front from the northeast and maybe a little dose of mid and high-level moisture coming off the Pacific over the coming days. And as a result, I think our rain chances, which may tend to be a little lower today and maybe tomorrow, will ramp up again by Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is Labor Day, or into the first part of next week. I think showers and thunderstorms are certainly a possibility. A lightning threat will go with any of those thunderstorms, so use a lot of caution. Just remember, you know, when thunder roars, go indoors. The main thing the National Weather Service tries to tell you, if you can hear thunder, you can be struck by lightning. I think the heaviest rain, it will not necessarily be all heavy at once, all at one time. It's going to be kind of spotty across the area. I still like the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center estimate. Over the next 7 days, between now and, let's say, next Wednesday morning, or next Thursday morning, actually, that they're saying, on average, another 2 to 3 inches of rain across south central Texas. So, there you go. Not as much sunshine. Temperatures will be a little below seasonal averages over the next 7 days due to the cloud cover and the chance of rain. And again, the best chance of rain, best chance of thunderstorms now appears for the Austin area to be particularly Saturday, Sunday, on into Labor Day. We'll continue to keep you advised how that changes, and of course we'll look at it again tomorrow morning. My next update in the 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts coming up on Friday morning. Hope you have a great Thursday.